This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A high-speed pursuit leads to the arrest of a Rio Del man. Police say it happened Christmas Eve. A Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy tried to make a traffic stop on a motorcyclist on Bernard Road. The driver, identified as 20-year-old Tavin D. Evans of Rio Del, failed to stop the motorcycle, attempting to flee from the deputy. The deputy pursued Evans onto Highway 101, where the pursuit continued at a high rate of speed. As Evans approached the Fortuna area, he exited the highway at Kenmar Road. The off-ramp and Fortuna police took over the pursuit. Deputies then received a report that Evans turned down an off-road hiking path behind the River Lodge. Sheriff's deputies positioned themselves at the trail near Exit Highway 36 and Sandy Prairie Road. Deputies then spotted Evans driving the motorcycle along the Eel River River Bar. A deputy responded to the bar to contact Evans. Upon seeing the deputy, Evans drove his motorcycle off an embankment, continuing to flee on foot. The sheriff's deputy pursued and took Evans into custody. Evans was on probation for vehicle theft and for carrying a concealed firearm. During a search of Evans, deputies found methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. He was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges including evading a police officer, obstructing or resisting an officer, possession of a controlled substance, and violating probation. Shelter Cove has no Resort Improvement District General Manager after he resigned recently. Lost Coast Outpost reports Philip Young resigned last week, and the Board of Directors accepted the resignation. A recent Facebook post accuses Young of assaulting a resident named Rex Olander inside the district office on Thursday. In addition, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responding to a report of assault and battery at the district office on December 21st. Olander listed as the reporting party for the call, but no charges were filed. Reports are the Facebook post about what happened was through Olander's account, but written by a woman who claimed the incident started over a public easement through Olander's property, granting the Shelter Cove Resort Improvement District access to a pump house behind Humboldt Loop Road. Deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office dispatched recently to the presence of a suspicious object found in a driveway of a home on the 4,000 block of Bear Canyon Road in Willett. The reporting party became concerned that the object could be an explosive, so we contacted the sheriff's office to investigate. Deputies there responded and sent photographs of the device to deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office trained and certified to deal with suspected destructive devices. The Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies responded to investigate and determined the object was a destructive device. They neutralized it. It was subsequently secured as evidence, the motive and purpose of the device unknown. California legalizes marijuana for recreational use on Monday, but it won't stop federal agents from seizing the drug, even in tiny amounts, on busy freeways and backcountry highways. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.